So let's review. We had learned previously that actions related to Tzarech Echel Nefesh are permitted on Yom Tov. However, as we will see in our Mishnah, some halachas, even though they are permitted on Yom Tov, require a shinui in order to perform them on Yom Tov. For example, spices were generally ground in a stone mortar with a stone pestle. Therefore, zakta Mishnah, b'shami oimrim tavlin l'deichem b'modach shal eitz v'amelech b'pach u'be'etz hapar. Spices may be ground on Yom Tov with a wooden pestle only, which is a shinui from the usual stone pestle, but he may use the stone mortar. However, salt must be crushed either in an earthenware vessel or with a wooden spoon, which is a greater shinui from the usual stone mortar and pestle. Ubisel oimrim, tavlin l'deichem k'darkan b'modach shal evan v'amelech b'modach shal eitz. Basil holds that spices may be ground with a stone pestle, without a shinui, while salt must be ground with a wooden pestle, which represents a minor shinui. In both cases, he may use the stone mortar. The Gemara cites two opinions, namely that of Rav Huna and Rav Chisda, as to why, according to both Bisham and Basil, a greater shinui is required for crushing salt than for grinding spice in Yom Tov. Chad Amar, Kalak deris kulan tzichis melech, vein kalak deris tzichin tavlin. One says because all dishes need salt. And since he was aware before Yom Tov that he will need salt in Yom Tov, he should have prepared the salt before Yom Tov. And if he did not do so, the chum required a greater shinui. However, spices are not always needed. Therefore, if the need arises, he may grind spices with no shinui according to Beis Hillel, or a minor shinui according to Beis Shammai. B'chad Amar, kol ha'tavla mefigin taiman, u'melech in mefigin taiman. The other opinion says that spices lose some of their flavor if ground before Yom Tov, which is why they're permitted as opposed to salt, which does not lose its flavor and could have been prepared before Yom Tov. The Gemara cites a dissenting opinion, that of Reb Meir. All spices and even salt, when together with spices, may be ground on Yom Tov. The machlekes is regarding crushing salt by itself. Melech bepach ube'etz ha'par letzli avolo lekadera. Salt must be crushed either in an earthenware vessel or with a wooden spoon, and even then, only in small amounts needed for roasting. Larger amounts needed for cooking is forbidden. Ube'sila imrim l'chol davar. Even a larger amount for cooking may be crushed without a shinui. Only Rav Acha bar de l'lebre. Although Rav Acha concurred with Shmuel that al pi halacha, spices may be ground on Yom Tov, he was machmer and instructed his son, tilt the mortar while crushing the spices to make at least a slight shinui on Yom Tov. The Gemara goes on to cite two brises. The first brise says, "Turn up on, ein oisin tisni. One is forbidden to make tisni on Yom Tov. Tisni is wheat kernels that are chopped and cut into four parts, something that involves toruch gadol on Yom Tov. Vein koishin b'machteshes, and it is also forbidden to crush anything on Yom Tov in the mortar." The second brise says, in koishin b'machteshes gedoyla, av koishin b'machteshes ketana. A large mortar is aser, a small mortar is mutter. There are two questions here. The first brisa seems to be saying that all crushing, even in a small mortar, is aser, while the second brisa clearly says that a small mortar is mutter. The first brisa itself seems contradictory. It first states that only tisni is aser, and then says that all crushing is aser. The Gemara offers two answers. Abai explains that the first brisa actually agrees with the second brisa, and when it said ein koishin b'machteshes, it was referring to a machteshes gedayla. Only a large mortar is aser, but a machteshes ketana, a smaller mortar, is generally mutter. However, tisni is aser even in a machteshes ketana because of the teruch gadol involved. Rava explains that the first brisa is using tisni as an example to teach that all crushing is aser even in a machteshes ketana. However, halan v'halahu. The second brisa, which allows machteshes ketana, is referring to the communities in Bavel, where they do not have servants, but do the work themselves, and they will be careful to only use machteshes ketana. The first brisa, which forbids machteshes ketana, is referring to Bnei Eretz Yisrael, who have many servants who, if we permit the use of machteshes ketana, will use a machteshes gedayla, and say that they use machteshes ketana, therefore the Chacham forbade even machteshes ketana. The next Mishnah discusses Bayr, separating edible food from the waste matter, which is Aser on Shabbos. The question is it mutter on Yom Tov l'tzarech oichel nefesh? Zok the Mishnah. Habayr kitnis b'yom tov, b'shamir emin bayr oichel v'oichel. B'shamir teaches that bayr may only be done by removing the oichel from the b'saylis and right before he eats, as is the permitted method on Shabbos, because malachas bayr is Aser on Yom Tov. U'b'shamir emin, bayr kedarke b'cheikoy b'knoyin b'tamchoy. So that Boyer may be done on Yom Tov without any shinin whatsoever, using a cloth in his lap, or a funnel, or a plate, because Melechus Boyer is mutar on Yom Tov l'tzorech echol nefesh. However, there are some restrictions in the Rabbanon. Avaloi betavla, v'loi benofa, v'loi bechvar. Even Beis Hillel, who permits Boyer on Yom Tov, forbids using regular sifting utensils because this would appear that he is sifting large quantities to be used after Yom Tov. The Gemara adds that if removing the psalus is more strenuous than removing the eichel, they still agree that he must remove the eichel because we must always minimize tircha Yom Tov. Rimli even permits boyer by washing the kidneys and having the waste matter flow to the top and then removing the waste matter from the water. The next Mishnah continues. B'shami Aymrim, Ein Mishalchen B'Yom Tov Elamonis. B'shami teaches that on Yom Tov we may only send prepared food packages one to another, because if the recipient will not use the unprepared items on Yom Tov, the tircha involved in sending the package will have been for naught. Whereas B'shil Aymrim, Mishalchen Behema, Chai V'Oif, Bein Chai and Bein Shchutin, we may also send live animals and fowl, as well as slaughtered animals and fowl, even though the recipient needs to prepare the animals for use on Yom Tov. Similarly continues the Mishnah, Meshachin Yenis, Shmonim, Vesiltas, Vekitnias, one may send wines, oils, grains, and legumes, Avaloi Tavua. However, unprocessed wheat is forbidden to send on Yom Tov, as Teichin grinding is forbidden on Yom Tov. Vebeshimin Matu B'Tavua, Shimon permits sending unprocessed wheat, because it can be eaten with minimal processing, which is permitted on Yom Tov, such as cooking it whole or chopping it B'Machteshes Ketana. The last Mishnah on this daf and in this parak begins. Meshalchin Kalim Bein Tfurin Bein She'en Tfurin. A person may send clothing to his friend on Yom Tov, whether completely sewn or not yet sewn, even if they possess klayim, which is shatnez, the forbidden mixture of wool and linen, as long as these items of clothing can be used on Yom Tov. The Gemara asks, klayim l'may chazu, for what purpose can the klayim clothing be used? The Gemara suggests several answers, refuting each one. Finally, the Gemara answers, b'kashin, our mission is discussing hard fabric which does not warm the person, therefore are not forbidden even if they contain shatnez.